With KLCC News, I'm Rachel McDonald. As 2017 winds down, I checked in with Oregon's 4th District Congressman Peter DeFazio. I asked him about the GOP tax bill, which President Donald Trump signed last week. DeFazio calls the bill partisan revenge against Democratic states like Oregon.
Blue states were targeted in this bill, Oregon, California, New York, and others. States that have income tax systems and property tax systems that provide for decent schools, for medical care, for transportation, infrastructure investment, and other things. Those states are going to be hit really, really hard by this bill, and many tens of thousands of Oregonians will pay much more in federal taxes next year. And those Oregonians who do get a small tax break, remember, in this whole bill, 94 or 95% of the money goes to corporations and people who earn over $500,000 a year, apparently Trump's definition of middle class. Now, so there's 5, 6% that goes to middle-income families and working families. Temporarily, by the way, the other stuff's permanent, but temporarily. And there's another $1.5 trillion of new debt. And Paul Ryan already said before the bill passed, the Speaker of the House, we're going to have to cut those social programs because of all this new debt. So they just created debt. They can't find money to invest in infrastructure, which would benefit all Americans and Oregonians. And now they're going to cut back on Medicaid, where there are, I think, 600,000 people in Oregon on Medicaid, because we want to give tax breaks to corporations, billionaires, and people who earn over $500,000 a year, oh, and passive investors. I mean, Trump said he wouldn't benefit from this bill. He has an interest in 500 pass-through businesses. So, you know, this is a really, really bad piece of work.
And regarding, you mentioned infrastructure, that's also on President Trump's agenda in terms of investing in infrastructure. Do you think that's possible?
Well, again, Paul Ryan says, we don't have any money. We're broke. We just created $1.5 trillion of new debt. We're deficit hawks. We have to deal with that. We have to cut things, including transportation infrastructure in addition to other programs. And by the way, we have to have a one-year $70 billion increase in the Pentagon. That's the highest priority on the Republican side of the aisle. That'll be probably they're going to try and do that in January. One-year $70 billion increase in the only part of the federal government that has never been and can't be audited. I've introduced three bills with Republican sponsors, including two of my bills are sponsored by members of the right-wing Freedom Caucus. Spend the harbor maintenance tax on harbor maintenance. That gets us another $700 million a year of investment in our harbors for crumbling jetties, shoaled-in harbors. Allow airports to assess a $1 or $2 passenger facility charge so that they can build out new and improved terminals, open more gates, have more competition. The airline industry, of course, is bitterly, bitterly opposed. And then finally, indexing the gas tax. I've got a bill that says let's index the gas tax and use that increment over a long period of time. We would issue 30-year bonds every year for the next 13 years. $30 billion a year gets us $500 billion to begin to deal with the 140,000 bridges in need of repair replacement, the 40% of the national highway system to deteriorate to the point where it has to be totally rebuilt, and to bring our transit systems up to state of good repair. That's $110 billion. And by the way, that's manufacturing jobs, that's high-tech jobs, that's design and engineering, it's service, it's small business, and construction jobs. Be an incredible boon for the society, and thus far, we have nothing from the Trump administration.
Since the inauguration of Donald Trump as president of the U.S., I mean, what is your assessment of this past year?
It's worse than I could have imagined, and I was depressed at the election. And a lot of what they've done that's damaging is not particularly visible. It's not the high-profile things like bankrupting the country and the massive shift of wealth to corporations and the wealthiest among us in the tax bill or other pieces of legislation that passed. It's in what they're doing in undermining the bureaucracies like the Environmental Protection Agency and consumer protections, undoing net neutrality. I mean, day after day, they keep rolling out anti-consumer, anti-environment, anti-worker pieces of administrative rules. It's worse than I could have imagined. And my only hope is that there's going to be, and there has been already an indication in a number of states, that there is going to be a massive counterwave in the next election, which potentially could sweep the Democrats in the House and maybe even in the Senate, which is against all the odds, back into power. And at that point, we will rein in Donald Trump, and we can begin to reverse some of their most damaging policies. We can do some real investigations of what's gone on.
Democratic Congressman Peter DeFazio. The latest polls reflect Congress's approval rate is at about 15% and President Trump's is at around 38%. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.